I didn't kill Edward and then hire you to find the body, if that's what you're asking.
Maybe not, but then why are you wearing his shirt?
Winston did a little surprised burp. Eventually, he got out,
How do you mean?
Your vest and pants are perfectly tailored, but your shirt is far too large. I'm also sinking into this chair, which means someone heavyset made the spring surrender. I assume Edward sits here when the two of you have meetings, given you guided me to it for hours, which means it's your default guest chair, and a brother's closet is fair for pilfering.
I spilled coffee on myself this morning, and Edward keeps a change in his office.
No, you didn't. You have a coffee machine, but you only offered us tea when we sat down, not the usual tea or coffee, which means the machine is broken, or you're out of pods. The bin's empty, so you didn't have the last one, and I don't see a takeaway cup. So no, it wasn't coffee. But you're not ready to tell me that just yet.
Winston shuffled in his seat, thumped his chest, and let out a little hiccup.
It's not important.
His eyelids fluttered, as if he was worried he'd given the wrong answer. The next word scurried out of his lips.
It wasn't blood.
Juliet leaned in.
You'll tell us what it's not, but not what it is?
This isn't about my clothes. I'm looking for a missing person's.
Person,
I pointed with the pen. That usage would be singular. And it is about you. 36 hours isn't really search party appropriate for a grown man. Especially not someone with good physical health, a high-profile job that requires full mental faculties, and no family obligations. You called us yesterday afternoon, and at that point he hadn't even been gone a full day by your measure.
Edward could have been sick, hungover.
Hell, he could have just slept in. It means nothing that his car's at his workplace. He could have stumbled home from the pub, cabbed it home. Yet you called a private detective, not the police, as a matter of urgency. That's what we call, in my line of business, a bit sus.
Winston's nose twitched as I snookered him.
Something's going on here. The only way we can find Edward is if you tell us what it is.
All right, jeez.
Winston leaned forward and lowered his voice, despite the privacy of his office.
I was hoping you'd just pick around his place, phone records or whatnot, and track him down. I know he's missing because, well, because he wouldn't have done this.
Done what? Juliet asked.
He's changed the code to the bloody vault.
You think he stole from the vault and changed the code so you wouldn't notice? Juliet asked. For a measly $10,000?
Of course not, Winston scoffed. I think he left it behind.
A bank that can't open its own vault. And you're not even sure if you've been robbed or not, I surmised. I see why you want an NDA.
Find Edward, Winston held out his hand. Open my vault, and I'll open your agency. That's what we call in my line of business, a deal.